12.
Welcome to Talking Point, and this week we are looking at the way British people speak and whether regional accents affect communication positively or negatively. Accents in Britain have been a controversial subject for many years. Sir Walter Raleigh, the famous 15th century explorer, had a strong West Country accent. Regional accents became fashionable again with the success of the Beatles in the 1960s. Our guest today is Professor Belling, a lecturer at Durham University, who will answer our questions in his beautiful Yorkshire accent. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you.
Now, there was a lovely quote a few years ago in a newspaper about a top British diplomat.
That's right. It said that it had been a terrible mistake to allow... well, I won't mention his name, to represent Britain because he sounded like the manager of a lower division football club. I love the distinction between lower level and higher level football clubs, as if somehow those with better clubs have better accents.
I think most managers of top football clubs nowadays are from other countries. So why did they write that?
Well, no matter that this man has a PhD from Oxford University and speaks four languages fluently, his accent, in the view of the newspaper that wrote about him, is not quite right for a government representative. We want our politicians to speak like Hugh Grant.
And yet, on the TV and radio nowadays, we hear more and more regional accents.
That's true, but certain accents are heard on certain programmes. Scottish, Irish, Welsh or Yorkshire accent is fine for the news or documentaries, as long as they aren't too strong. A slight lilt, we say, like Anthony Hopkins' Welsh accent. It's just strong enough to hear, but doesn't affect our understanding. The other interesting distinction is between the Edinburgh and Glasgow Scottish accents. Edinburgh's is soft and gentle, ideal for radio. Glaswegian is much harder and more difficult to understand.
Are there any other trends?
Yes, for youth programmes, it's better to come from one of the big urban centres, Newcastle, Manchester or Liverpool. These accents give the sense of excitement and fashion. The London accent, or estuary English, is still less acceptable, even for the young people's shows. Perhaps because it's spoken over such a wide area nowadays, the whole of southeastern England, really, it doesn't have the big city association that the other accents have.
Are there any accents which are no good at all for radio or TV?
Well, the country accent, a West Country or Norfolk accent, isn't often heard. The vision of farms that you see in your mind when you hear it is wrong for radio. Mind you, it's an excellent accent for a politician. It's so honest and sincere, and of course it is associated with the old Britain. And finally, of course, there's the Midlands accent, which is just not fashionable at all, never has been. I can't think of any national figure with a strong Midlands accent, except the comedian Jasper Carrot.
Well, thank you very much, Professor. If anyone can think of a famous person with a Midlands accent, please phone or text the show.